On the Stray Lifestyle Show, we like to delve a little bit deeper into everything that's going on across Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale and talk about a whole host of different topics from all walks of life. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that, if you're like me, you may not have heard of before, but I'm sure plenty of listeners will be very aware of: hypnobirthing, which is a form of birthing that involves a less traumatic experience and a far more calming one. Now, someone who can shed a far more light on the world of hypnobirthing and is an absolute expert on the topic is Amanda Joy from Joy Therapies in Harrogate. Now, Amanda has a long history working in care and nursing and has actually spent time teaching and learning about birthing in Saudi Arabia. So I spoke to Amanda about the ideas behind her work in hypnobirthing, which came about after her return to the UK 3 years ago.
One day I was just basically flicked on the television and there was a birthing program on the television, and what I saw was British women lying on their backs having what I can only describe as traumatic births. And I thought, what are we doing? These women who live in the desert, who have nothing, have these beautiful, calm, relaxed births that just seem beautiful experiences. And then we come back here, we've got all this knowledge and this wisdom, and we know how to take care of women. We've got this amazing NHS and we've got this brilliant Western medical system of taking care of pregnant ladies, but they seem to be just having a really tough time birthing. There's a lot of fear around birth, there's a lot of trauma connected with birth. A lot of people are having a lot of medical interventions. One in three women are being induced, but sometimes perhaps those inductions are not necessary. So I just saw that there was really a problem with how women are birthing in this country, and wanted to bring perhaps some traditional methods and some modern methods that would really help women to birth in a beautiful way. And I wanted to develop a program that educated them about birth, because a lot of women don't even know what their bits are called. They don't even know what they do. They don't know what happens to their body. And that not knowing can create a lot of fear. So I wanted to really educate women about birth so that they can make empowered and informed decisions.
So Amanda, you've touched on the fear there. I think the fear is a big part, especially for first-time mothers that have never been through the process before. Yeah. And there was a study done a little while ago, wasn't there, in the 40s, about the fear causing tension in the body, which then is the cause of the pain. So not having that knowledge, fear of the unknown, is what can then cause a traumatic birth. So hypnobirthing goes a long way towards helping those mothers understand the process, but then work out some techniques that can keep them calm during the process, and breathing techniques as well, so that that pain doesn't arise as much.
So what happens when we go into that fight or flight response, whenever we're scared, or, you know, if you're watching a horror movie and the scary bit and you jump, your heart rate increases, and there's different chemicals that are released throughout your body so that you're ready to either run, or you're ready to fight, or you're ready to freeze and not move. What happens in that situation in your body is your body shuts down all of the non-essential organs. So it shuts down your digestive system, and it also shuts down your reproductive system. It shuts down your uterus. It starts to reduce the blood flow. Now, you know, we're all a bit uncomfortable, you know, when we go and sit in a dentist chair. We're all a bit uncomfortable when we go to the doctors sometimes. But to be in a hospital where you've got lots of bright lights, where you've got lots of doctors, possibly lots of medical intervention going on, maybe you don't really know what's happening to you, that creates fear. That fear reduces the blood supply to the uterus, which then causes you to, when you're having those contractions, it causes those contractions to be more painful, more more uncomfortable.
But that's the thing, as a first-time mother, if you've not been through the process before, you'll probably do as much research as you can do beforehand.
Absolutely.
To know what you're going to get yourself into. So there's quite a lot of programs on television about it, and you just tend to see such a traumatic, screaming experience, which doesn't help with the fear at all, does it?
No, and that's the real problem for how people's perception and understanding of birth is, because, you know, the conversations that we have with each other about birth, the TV programs, the things that we read, a lot of those things are a bit scary and don't look good. And it's, you know, women feel like they're going into battle, and it's not a battle. It's a natural process.
Do you want to tell us a bit more about the course itself, Amanda? Mm. Because your approach is actually a bit different to what is the typical hypnobirthing approach.
Yeah.
Because you like to get the birthing partner involved, don't you?
I do. I mean, poor dads. I mean, they're in the birthing room. There's possibly some medical experts around, be it midwives, nurses, doctors, whoever's in the room. And dads are there kind of just... or birthing partners are there just feeling really helpless. So what I do is I work with the birthing partners as well, and I teach the birthing partners how to support the birthing mum. Now that support might be helping them with hypnosis, helping them to get back into hypnosis if they've slipped out, helping them to maintain that calm, relaxed feeling, helping them to stay in that beautiful calm space that's perfect for birthing. But I also teach the birthing partners massage techniques, and so there are some amazing acupressure points that really help get birth going and keep it going and flowing smoothly. I also teach breathing techniques. Breathing techniques are amazing. Simple, easy breathing techniques that just help to reinforce that feeling of calm. And it's good for mums and birthing partners to do those breathing techniques together. And it becomes a real team. In that birthing room, you know, mums, you're not alone. You've got this amazing support. When they've got the additional skills and tools to support you, it just makes that whole experience so much nicer and so much better.
Absolutely. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in to talk about hypnobirthing today. I tell you, every day is a school day when you're doing this job. If anyone listening does want to find out more about your hypnobirthing courses, they can find you online, www.amandajoy.co.uk. There's a whole host of courses on there to suit all budgets. Lots of options for couples that are expecting a baby sometime soon. Amanda, you're also running a baby moon retreat in the new year where couples can learn all these hypnobirthing techniques across one intensive weekend. That'll be at Broughton Hall in Skipton, but we'll put more information at shrefm.com. There's more information at amandajoy.co.uk as well. Amanda, thanks again for your time, and thanks for joining us on the Shrefm Lifestyle Show today.